This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is flying high. They just got an $11,000 drone donated by Spectrum. The department says the new drone has thermal and infrared cameras and is already speeding up search and rescue missions. A grieving Kenosha mother is inviting the community to remember her three kids lost in last week's apartment fire. There's a vigil near the scene today and services at Great Lakes Church tomorrow and Friday. Racine County wants people to know that there are many places to warm up when the temperatures drop. The updated list of warming centers includes village halls, public libraries, YMCAs, community centers, and churches across the county. If you do need some help dealing with the cold, you can call 211 for assistance. Racine and Kenosha have named their appointees to a new rail commission. Milwaukee hasn't yet. Each city will have three board members. In Kenosha, an alderman and former Representative Peter Barca are among those picked. In Racine, Mayor Corey Mason leads with Alderman Maurice Horton and Scott Leonard. A $5 million federal grant to Racine is helping fund the fact-finding mission to bring a rail line closer to where people live. And Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is clearing his social media accounts of references to the team. The former MVP has removed most of the posts related to the Bucks on Instagram, Snapchat, and X, and changed his profile image to the Greek national team. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Light snow this morning that'll gradually end, and then we'll stay cloudy here for a good chunk of the day. It's going to get colder, too. We'll reach our high upper 20s around noon today and then drop into the teens by late afternoon. Tonight, clear 3 above, tomorrow sunshine with a high of only 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.